head that's not in the headphones yet, the post-production jingle bells, Chrysanthemum Cliff, hello!
Hey, how you doing?
I think I was too close to my mic. Do you want me to
start
again?
No, you're fine. You're perfect right there.
Oh, I have my heart ring lights, I have my kitten ear headphones on, and I have the greatest idea for a DIY gift for the dumpster fire that is 2020. Can I hit you with it?
Yes, absolutely. Hit me one more time, as Paul Abdul, Britney Spears said. Yeah.
Oh, Britney Spears coming out of your mouth is probably the greatest thing that's ever. It really is my Christmas gift. Thank
absolutely,
you.
It's all you're getting. So treasure it.
I do. I scoured the internet via Google search, and I did not find this.
So I was shocked.
I know. You're going to have to make it yourself, but it's the perfect gift for anyone, a mask advent calendar.
Yes. It's go very buy smart.
Masks. Yes, go buy masks. Preferably holiday masks, I would say. And you can even just do 2 weeks. Give yourself a little bit of time to get it together and wrap it up. And give it to your friends so that they can have a mask to wear every single day and be happy and in the spirit.
In the vein of holiday masks, the Old Navy holiday masks are not only very, very cute. I have a pack of them. It has like one with Santa Claus and one with, I'm going to say, like dogs dressed up in like holiday attire. And then I think two just kind of Christmas print ones, like very festive. Like they look like they would be wrapping paper if they weren't a mask. Mm-hmm. And they are not very expensive. And they are very, very, very comfortable. They're probably the most comfortable masks I have bought. They have like adjustable ear bits, which is really nice because I have a massive head. And most of them like pull very uncomfortably on my ears. And these ones do not because they are adjustable. So those would be the perfect. Go to Old Navy, mm-hmm. get some masks, and then put them in, I guess, little boxes. I mean, that'd be perfect. You get a bunch of little boxes and put them in a bigger box. Every day you open a box. It's perfect.
100%. Or you could even recycle a tissue box.
Yeah.
And just put them in and then pull them out every day.
I love that. I love that.
So that is my brilliant idea to gift to the world, a mask advent calendar.
I think that's super. I'm shocked that nobody. Like, I am shocked that nobody thought that was a good idea because that's a really, really good idea. So I guess what I'm saying is if someone creates it after this podcast goes live, like, you get, I would say, 25% of it.
Well, here's the deal. If you create this because you heard it here, we would ask that you would give 25% of your profit to a charity that helps out anti-bullying, please.
Absolutely. I think that's very smart. Perfect. So last episode, we said we were going to both watch The Christmas Chronicles 2.
Yes, I did not.
One of us did that. But tell us, I think it's important, Heather, that you tell everyone why you didn't, because I think this is a very, very valid excuse.
I am saving it like it is a sacred flower, like it is the most special possible purity in the world.
Wow.
I cuddled in Friday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday night. I cuddled in to watch it, and I didn't. I watched The Queen's Gambit instead. I almost hit go on Netflix. And I even have like the new smart TV so I can watch on the TV. I was previously Netflixing on my iPhone.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I know now, like now that I've got 40 inches of Netflix instead of an iPhone screen. But I just couldn't pull the trigger on it because I was like, I want to save this. This is like, I've been waiting for this for like a year.
That's so funny. Now, is it, do you think, like, how would you rate the first one? Like, is it your favorite, like, is it one of your favorite Christmas movies? Is it a Christmas movie you watch every year? Or is it just a Christmas movie you watched in the past and thought was really good?
I believe that we referred to it as an instant classic last
Interesting.
Year.
Interesting. Yeah, it seems likely.
So, yes, I will watch it again, and I probably will watch both sequentially. Did you do that? What did you do?
I absolutely did. I watched, well, I didn't watch them back to back. I think the day we recorded our last podcast, I think I watched it that night or maybe the night after. And then I watched the sequel the day it came out. So, which might have been the same day, actually, because it came out on the 25th, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I watched them back to back then. So I like the first one, and there's a lot about the first one that I like. But I don't know if it's a movie that I'd even watch every year. Like, I think it's good and it's enjoyable. And I like Kurt Russell, and there's a lot of scenes in it that I really, really like. I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed the scene when they're all in jail and he like makes all the prisoners into band members. First of all, did you know that the guy playing guitar in that is Bruce Springsteen's? Yeah, is the E Street Band. Yeah, I love that. I'd completely forgotten about that. So
I am from New Jersey, Cliff.
Oh.
I definitely knew that.
So you grew up on Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi?
Actually, here, hold briefly. I have a visual.
Oh, a visual. This is great for people in podcast land. Visuals always just really knock things out here. Oh, my goodness. That is Heather and Steve Van Zandt.
Yeah, little Steve, yeah.
That's really impressive.
We should put this up on the... Here.
You'll need to take a picture of that.
I will.
And we will post that along with all of our information. So I had a question, Heather. Is the wall behind you, is it like a really nice purple color? Like kind of a lavender, maybe?
It is, yeah.
It's gorgeous. Love
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's too bad that people can't see our little squad cast situation, because we are both very attractive humans.
Absolutely. My room is not nearly as pretty behind me as Heather's. Like, mine is just a jumble of stuff. So Steve Van Zandt. Bruce Springsteen is actually probably the concert that I paid the most to go to that had the worst sound. I don't know if I've... But it was still amazing. Like, still absolutely incredible.
Hold on. I have seen Springsteen, I don't know, let's say 8 times. Something
like that. Oh,
that's
amazing.
But I got to know, when you went, did he run across the stage and then slide on his knees? Because he did that every time I saw him live.
Maybe. That he was, I can't actually say, but he was incredibly energetic. It was an incredible show. It was probably 3 years ago at
Key Arena.
Key Arena, thank you. It was at Key Arena, and my seats were behind the stage, which were not good. Like, not only did you not see a lot of the stage, but also the sound was terrible. But he played for probably 3.5 hours. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible show. I would love to see him again and have it be better the next time. So anyway, Christmas Chronicles, E Street Band is great. The new one I actually liked better than the first one, to be honest.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's really good. It feels... do you like the Santa Claus movies?
Yes, I love them.
It reminds me a lot of... It doesn't remind me of like the plot of the Santa Claus movies, but it reminds me of like kind of the feeling of the Santa Claus movies. It's a little more whimsical. A lot of it takes place actually in the North Pole, which is really fun. So the plot of the new one is the kids from the first movie are spending Christmas in Hawaii with their mom, who is, Brad Paisley's wife, the girl from Father of the Bride. I don't remember her name, but she's very nice. I like her a lot. And her new boyfriend, who I think might have been a character from the first one, but I don't remember. Because, their dad's dead, so on and so forth. They are in Hawaii, and the daughter, who is now like a teenager, is really mad about the fact that they're spending Christmas in Hawaii instead of, at home, caroling, making snowmen, doing all the stuff you traditionally do for Christmas. And everyone else is like, you're in Hawaii. What could you possibly have to be mad about? And so she makes like a Christmas wish to Santa that she doesn't kind of spend it in Hawaii. And then through a series of kind of events ends up being kidnapped to a degree, along with the son of the guy her mom is dating, and dropped in the North Pole. And kind of wild hijinks happen. They have to defend themselves against kind of a rogue elf who's trying to take over Christmas and take the Christmas star and take it to the South Pole to start his own. Like, he's gonna be the new Santa Claus. He's one of Santa's elves who kind of went rogue. And it's really good. It's a really fun story. Do you remember the elves from the first one? They're cute, like, I don't know, little like, human cat things. They're all over. They're absolutely the best part of the movie, which is, I think, why I like this one more, because they're in it constantly. Mm. It was fun and it was kind of heartwarming. It has a, you know, of course, it has a really great Christmas ending and everyone learns the true value of Christmas and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's great. What's her name? Goldie Hawn is in it. She plays Mrs. Claus in it.
Right.
And it's really good. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Like I said, the first one is a movie that I'm like, yeah, it's good. And the second one is it's great. So I understand holding off. Like, maybe wait until, do you have snow yet?
Well, yeah, we started having snow in Des Moines pretty much when I got here in October.
Oh, geez.
I don't have snow today. That's kind of the fun thing about Des Moines. The weather is wildly different.
Oh yeah,
daily.
Yep. Yeah, like Seattle is that way where it changes a lot, but you have kind of streaks. The Midwest is just, you never know what you're gonna get. But you lived there kind of before, so you understand the craziness of Midwestern weather. So
yeah, by the way, if you're like, oh, Heather, what do you do? Laser 1033. Find me on Facebook. Feel free to friend me there.
Yes, I love it. Love it. All right, let's move on to December 2nd for everyone else tomorrow.
Is that a wrap?
That is a wrap.
What?